welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about autoimmune lupus and a virus. And we don't have a quack report today. I do apologize, but we're going to jump into our devotional. And in Galatians 5, it says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." So if you want peace and want all those fruits of the Spirit, then seek the Lord's face, mind the time, get in that Bible, and pray every day. Never cease praying, and experience a really great relationship with your Creator. Well, we're going to move right on into our immune lupus and virus segment, because this is a recent report out of the November 2025 Journal of the Science Translational Medicine. It was from Stanford Medicine in Palo Alto, California. And it reported that they think there is a link between lupus and a common virus. According to their report, a common virus most people are known to have, or at least at the very least, a signature marker of this virus. And it's perhaps 5 million people worldwide that could have this signature marker. So what is lupus? Well, modern medicine describes lupus as a serious and chronic autoimmune disorder. This is referred to as a systemic lupus erythematosus, or a colloquially lupus condition. Often it's called Epstein-Barr mononucleosis, or the kissing disease. That may ring a bell. So it's all in the same viral family. And you may know someone who contracted lupus and did not do well and succumbed to the condition. And as like most autoimmune issues, there is acute inflammation as the body's immune system attacks tissue instead of disease. And the immune system sees a toxic threat in the tissue and attacks it. So this is a common scenario for autoimmune disruption, but science reports that it is the immune system that has kind of gone haywire. But why is that? Why would it do that? So has the immune system gone off the rails, or is it operating as it should and there is another issue at hand? So the job of any physician is to figure out why the immune system is attacking body tissue, and the treatment for lupus often gets just immune system suppression. They just want to shut off your immune system attacking you. They're not getting at the cause, which makes patients vulnerable to other infections. So not doing an adequate job, really. Well, let's look at the viral culprit. According to Stanford Medicine, the lupus condition is due to the Epstein-Barr virus, and science says that this virus can never be removed from the body. Much like the shingles virus, the chickenpox, the Epstein-Barr can remain dormant like the shingles for some time. According to Stanford Medicine, they said the Epstein-Barr virus, called EBV, resides silently inside the body of 19 out of 20 Americans and is directly responsible for commandeering what starts out as a minuscule number of immune cells to go rogue and persuade far more immune cells to launch a widespread assault on the human body tissues, end of quote. Well, it can be a severe condition. So what makes lupus so hideous is that it attacks major organs, your heart, your kidneys, your joints, your nervous system, your skin, which is your largest organ. It creates a lot of inflammation and swelling. According to Stanford Medicine, quote, symptoms vary widely among individuals, and for unknown reasons, 9 out of 10 lupus patients are women, end of quote. So, you know, I've known two individuals that had lupus. One was a woman in her 30s, and then one was a man in his 40s, and neither are with us today. Both went with the mainstream medicine and suffered a long time before passing away. I personally would have gone with a naturopath or holistic physician to remove the virus itself or reduce it to a benign signature of itself. Now, of course, science states that only 5% of the cases are life-threatening and most live normal lives, but I believe the average is 5 years for an aggressive strain. So, yes, holistic doctors and your naturopaths, they can use some herbal medicines to reduce that threat, that pathogen, reduce the signature to its former self so that it's not active. And you're not hearing that from your mainstream medicine. So how do you contract this virus? You know, how do you get lupus? Well, like most viruses, you pick it up and you won't even notice it. So contamination of the Epstein-Barr virus can happen during everyday activities. Like you could be sharing a dessert with a spoon, sharing a beverage. You could share a cigarette or vape, and you can exchange a kiss and get it. What are your symptoms? Well, the virus begins with a fever, which subsides, but then lapses into profound span of fatigue that can persist for months. Now, additionally, symptoms are swollen glands, usually in the neck area. The Epstein-Barr viral family includes your chickenpox and several herpes viruses. And this virus will go dormant but evade the immune system, and it can reactivate later and spread to more cells. Antigens and proteins come into play, and this can disrupt your immune system. So we have 8 different herpes viruses. 2 of the most common are oral herpes, or HSV1. Then there's the genital herpes, the HSV2. Oral herpes symptoms are characterized as cold sores around your mouth or your fingers and your hands. Genital herpes symptoms are characterized as sores on the genitals or the anus area, and sometimes cold sores. The other herpes viruses create different types of illnesses. So you got varicella zoster virus, which is your chickenpox, and herpes zoster shingles. Okay. Then you have the Epstein-Barr virus, which is infectious mononucleosis, or the kissing disease, the fever, the swollen glands, the sore throat, the fatigue. Then you have cytomegalovirus, which is compromised immune system. Then you have human herpes virus 6, your HHV6, Roseola. It causes mono symptoms, gastrointestinal problems, encephalitis, and pneumonia. Your human herpes virus 7, your HHV7, is acute respiratory disease and Roseola symptoms. Your human virus 8, HHV8, is called Kaposi sarcoma herpes of the skin, which can spread to lungs, stomach, and intestines. Immune-compromised patients like HIV are at great risk there. So if you had mono, will you get lupus? That's probably what you're thinking. Well, not necessarily. So if you have a precursor of the virus, but not the full strain of the virus, you probably won't get lupus. Based on population statistics in the United States alone, you have about a 0.005% chance of getting an Epstein-Barr virus that could cause an autoimmune disorder. Here's a quote from Sanford Medicine, their rheumatology and immunology department. Professor William Robinson said this: the million-dollar question is, if about 95% of us are walking around with latent Epstein-Barr virus in our B cells, why do some of us, but not all of us, get autoimmunity? Science thinks that only certain Epstein-Barr virus strains bring about an infection that causes autoimmunity, invoking the B cells in large numbers, end of quote. Well, I do have a vaccine in development. According to the report, science is developing a lupus vaccine, which we're told would be given at birth to be effective. And this would be kind of tricky, in my opinion, injecting a virus that can trigger autoimmunity to healthy infants and running the risk of activating an immune system failure. I think that's unwarranted, to be honest. Now, according to Science Translational Medicine, their November 2025 issue, they said this: Stanford University's Office of Technology Licensing has filed a provisional patent and their application on intellectual property rights associated with a study's findings on technologies used to obtain this vaccine, the lupus serum. Well, are there any herbs that are antiviral that we may be able to utilize? Well, one of my favorite herbs for all kinds of viruses is garlic, because it's so broad spectrum against viruses. And science has studied garlic, but it really has such a complex nature to it that they can't find the right compounds, because they're all working synergistically together, so they can't isolate the compounds and patent garlic. Now, some research suggests that it is several compounds of the garlic that work together synergistically that will kill your viruses. So garlic is very broad spectrum against viruses and even bacteria and fungi. Now the pros and the problem in obtaining a patent has, you know, kind of kept us all using just the natural garlics, and there's no drug available that works the same. Other herbs that do contain antiviral properties are elderberry, peppermint, licorice root, ginger root, and basil. Now do use caution using licorice root if there's a eating disorder, okay? But you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can educate you on that kind of stuff. And that will be empowering information, you know. And the Bible talks about the power of God's herbs. You know, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Well, okay. And God can't lie. Let's just tap into that. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask for their free catalog. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. They sponsor this show. And their international number is 828-469-5972. So sign up for their newsletters, too. Get incredible information on natural therapies every week. And it's absolutely free. It is only delivered by email. So thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters. Get a catalog. Get signed up for the newsletters and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.